The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Nice to see you again, Otto. Yeah. We have really been doing some tremendous shows, and today is going to add to that list. We have TJ Hatter with us, and TJ is the Long Island Director of the Intergovernmental Affairs for the Office of the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. And Letitia took office just a year ago. Right, TJ? Was just a year ago or 2 years?
Elected in 2018, took office January 1, 2000.
Okay, so she's in her second year. And she's a wonderful lady. And you are an asset to have here on Long Island. Really, that's the truth, because you're all over the place. And you're fighting the fight, especially now with the coronavirus. It's a shame that when something happens that you think we would all come together, people try to steal. And that's where I want to start. We'll go into other issues also that the Attorney General is working on, but let's start with the coronavirus and some of the things that are going on there, the scams that you guys are working on.
Sure. And thank you, John. Thank you guys and Otto for having me. And I'll do my best to maintain the level that you put me on, which is that the shows.
Otherwise, Dan will mute you, so don't worry about it.
Exactly right. Well, listen, we flattened the curve on COVA. I don't want to flatten the curve on the prop, on the quality of the shows that you're putting. So I'll just do my best to pull my weight around here. But so we will start with scams. And, it's important to note before I say anything else that nothing's more important at this difficult time. And you were very complimentary in the introduction to me that, I try to go everywhere. But North Hempstead's very close to my heart. Everybody there is so nice, so lovely. And the senior community is extremely close to my heart. And so protecting them is something that I take extremely personally and extremely seriously. And so thank you again very much for the opportunity to address the office. We have to stand with our neighbors at this time. We have to protect each other. We have to look after each other. As Mario Cuomo very famously said a long time ago, New York is one family. It's what makes our state very unique among all the other states. We are one family, and we are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper. And in this instance, we are our mother's, father's, grandmother's, grandfather's keepers to make sure everybody's staying safe and healthy during this time. So just for anybody, I know that the folks who listen to the show based on the demographics of my own research is a little bit older. If your younger grandchildren are being a little bit bossy and saying, grandma, don't go out, grandma, do this, that's out of love. They're not being jerks. That's out of love and concern and love for you. So that's important to note, because we are our brothers, sisters, keepers, and our mothers, fathers, and grandfathers, and grandmothers, keepers. So I'm going to talk about scams. Obviously, that was the where you questioned, and boy, where do we start? The number one scam that I want to warn people about, and this is important, and this is the headline. So aggregators, anybody listening, anybody from the weekly community papers, anybody from Newsday, anybody wants to write this one down? There is no cure for this at all. Period. End of sentence. There's no, whatever the president says and your own personal feelings about the president, please put those aside for a second. There is no FDA approved cure. There's no CDC approved cure. Whatever the thing he said that he was taking earlier this week, I don't know whether or not that works, but I know for a fact that we have caught all kinds of scammers in multiple ways trying to sell cures for this virus. And none of them were real. It was like Jack and the Magic Beanstalk, except there were no magic beans. There was no stock. There was no nothing. There were snake oil salesmen, every last one of them. And they came from people that people trust, which is the other thing. Prominent TV or radio podcast personalities. Obviously not the people here. You guys are trustworthy and you guys are good people. But other people have far less scruples than the very nice people I'm on with now, John and Otto. So we busted them. There was a reverend selling a fake cure. We busted him, a televangelist. And so we've seen this from all kinds of folks. I can name and shame if you would be interested in me doing so. But that's the number one takeaway. So that's your headline, aggregators. There is no cure for this. And for those listening, there is no cure for this. So if someone knocks on your door, gives you a phone call, claims they have the cure, claims they have to do blah, blah, blah. No, zero. End of sentence. That's a scam 100% of the time. The only thing that is real is that you can get tested. You should get tested. That I would highly encourage. But if anybody walks up upon you and says, I have the cure for this, and you, being a natural human being who wants the cure for this, wants to go outside, it's going to be summer soon. North Hempstead has some of the best beaches on the planet. Wouldn't you want to be outside? I'll take the cure and I'll go. There is no cure. You still have to stay safe. You still have to maintain social distancing. There is no cure for this, period.
That's the guy, Otto.
Yeah, TJ, when you nail people, if you will, and you're able to shut them down, is there anything that can be done legally? I mean, do they get fined? Can they go to jail? Can you, you know, where does it go after that?
Sure. Well, there are, it depends on the case. There are a lot of different actions in our toolbox. So I don't want to be overly broad. That's a very good question. But the answer I would give would be imprecise, because every case is individual. So what we oftentimes do is send cease and desist orders. So that's the first and always mechanism that works. Because once we send a cease and desist order, and if you ignore it, then you're in real trouble. Because then we can cite the penal code, then we can go after you, then we can go after you financially, we can do lots of things. What normally happens is with these particular snake oil salesmen, particularly the more prominent ones, is once they get the cease and desist order, they stop. Because they know we would like nothing more than to throw them in jail and hide the key someplace far, far away.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So the cease and desist is basically nothing more than saying, we know you're stealing. You keep doing it. Yep. We're coming after you. And that's it. Yep. Close your operation down.
Yeah. There's a more technical legal framework for that, but I want to make sure that I'm speaking human.
Okay.
And not
yeah.
Legal.
No, we need that.
But the cease and desist order is the first mechanism, and that is most particularly because our office, I'm going to brag about my boss, the Attorney General of the State of New York, Letitia James, follows through, and she's the nicest person I've ever worked for in politics, and I've worked for some very nice people before her, but she follows through, and so they know that there's trouble coming if they don't obey. So cease and desist orders are the first mechanism. And if for anyone who wants to do further research on this, for those who are looking for more of a deep dive, you can go to our website, www.ag.ny.gov. You can look at our press releases when we issue cease and desist orders. And John, what I'll do is I'll do a little bit of name and shaming right now. Let me just forgive my eyes for darting, but I want to pull up the names because
yeah, that's fine. 100%.
It's worth naming them. First and foremost, in terms of internet and TV scams, we recommended the removal of fraudulent products on Craigslist that were advertised as providing immunity. Because a lot of times, and this is actually very important to note, for some of these big retail folks, Craigslist, Amazon, whatnot, they empower independent contractors. So it's not necessarily Jeff Bezos who's doing something wrong. It's the small people who are trying to scam you via his big website. So the cease and desist order notifies Amazon, hey, you got some bad actors here. And then they correct the action for us and get it offline. And if we need to follow up further, there's more that can be done behind the scenes on that. But just in terms trying to be helpful, trying to answer Otto's question, I think that might be helpful. But the fraudsters, in terms of advertising these fake COVID-19 cures and remedies, the Jim Baker Show, B-A-K-K-E-R, he's a very prominent televangelist. Complete and total sales oil salesman. Complete and total snake oil salesman. Just completely. I don't want to say anything further because I don't want to libel lawsuit against myself, but I can't say enough about how wrong that was to do to people who trust you as a man of God.
I can just jump in here. The one thing that we're being told by TJ is not TJ's opinion. This is stuff that's going on at the Attorney General's office, which has already been public. So therefore he is passing it on. So, we're yes. not turning around and blaming anybody between the four of us here. We're basically passing on information that is public. If you know how to look it up, it's public information. And so we buy it beware, so to speak.
Yes, exactly right. And that's, and it's on our website, and it's a government website. We're not allowed to do anything right. wrong on there. So you can look it up. Please feel free to do so. But so I hope out of that answered your question. Yeah,
you know, I was read some of the stuff you sent this morning about scrubbing the internet, which I found interesting. And a couple of things I wrote down here. People are saying that they have a vitamin C injection that will give you a natural defense against COVID. And then I saw another one here that says they have a royal jelly that provides substance bees produce to consume, and you consume one tablespoon a day during the COVID outbreak. You know, these are, like you said, snake oil things. And it's, I mean, they're really to an extreme. You know, do you have any, a couple of specific stories like?
Well, let me start with, for the love of God, please nobody drink bleach. Can we start there to start the discussion? I mean, there's just, you know, I'm trying to both be chatty, but also be with my words, which I sometimes struggle with. And I can understand why other people struggle with their words when they're doing something as in-depth as what we're doing right now. But the imprecision of some remarks, this is not a direct answer to your question, but let me, this goes to scams. So the Treasury Secretary, when he was talking about the PPP loans for small businesses, he said SBA.com instead of SBA.gov in terms of applying. SBA.com was a scam website. But if you're a normal, nice person who's probably listening to this show and has a small business, says, oh, well, the Treasury Secretary said it's SBA.com. You looked it up. That was a fraud website. So all these people gave their information thinking they were going to get these PPP loans, and they gave it to the wrong place because of imprecision in words. And so there's deliberate snake oil salesmen and there's imprecision in words. So that's a differentiation I think is important to note. But I mean, there's just countless versions of these in lots of different fashions. I don't know. We don't have enough information right now in terms of this virus. What I know for sure, based on life experience, and you gentlemen probably will know this as well, is that if there is a cure, it will not come to you via an advertisement on a podcast. You will hear about it on the front page of every newspaper. It will be on TV. It will be breaking news. It will be on every single available channel. Whether or not you trust the news or not is your own decision. But I'm telling you, you'll be flooded with that information if a vaccine is provided for you. And that you should trust. But an ad on a podcast you like, or an ad on a radio show you like, or somebody knocking on your door. We've actually had instances of people knocking on your door saying, hey, you know, I've got this COVID thing. It takes care of you. We've heard all those sorts of things, and they're disturbing and they're awful, because as much as we've seen, and particularly here in Long Island right now, just speaking in terms of per capita, is probably like the capital of the United States of America for COVID infections. And what we need to know is that we have some heroes here who are doing great work every single day to keep you safe, to keep people healthy, to keep people's heads up, to do the right thing every single day. But on the flip side, the darker natures are still there, because scammers use a trick, just like Law and Order. Everybody likes Law and Order, ripped from the headlines. If something's from the headlines, they'll use it for a scam. And after the break, I'll talk about the anatomy of a scam so that you can protect
yourself. You're working it perfect, TJ. We're going to take a break now. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.